How Conservative, UK Delays Plans to Close Child Transgender Clinic, Report. By Peter Catalan, May 14, 2023. Plans for the UK to close its infamous child transgender clinic have been delayed by the country's government, a report this week has suggested. The Gender Identity Development Service, GIDS, Child Transgenderism Clinic located at the Tavistock and Portman NHS Foundation Trust in London will remain open until next year, a report on Thursday has claimed. This is despite the UK government previously committing to shuttering the infamous clinic by the summer of this year after numerous reports uncovered serious and systemic issues within the service, which frequently hands children believed to be experiencing gender dysphoria damaging puberty blockers. According to a report by the BBC, however, such plans to close the clinic, which was outright deemed to be not safe for children by a government-backed investigation, have been significantly delayed, with GIDS now not set to close until March 2024. What's more, the delay has apparently been put in place in order to allow the establishment of two new regional clinics aimed at pushing transgender medical interventions for children, which is set to continue in the country for the foreseeable future. A spokesman for the pro-trans charity Stonewall has said that the NGO was pleased by the delay in closing the unsafe service, with the official pressuring the UK to provide further support to the thousands of children scheduled to be seen by trans clinics in the country. The government's commitment to keeping the not-safe child transgenderism clinic open until other clinics like it are in operation once again shows how ultimately pro-trans the ruling Conservative Party is, with any culture war-style resistance to the ideology they show often being both opportunistic and self-serving. For instance, while the party has been openly critical of gender ideology in recent months, it has repeatedly pushed and passed legislation giving those who identify as trans protected status under UK law. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's government has even committed to making it a crime to try and convince someone they are not transgender under so-called anti-conversion therapy legislation, despite such a move being seen as potentially interfering with the freedom of speech and religion of those who hold trans-critical views. The party also boasts Britain's first-ever openly transgender MP, with parliamentarian Jamie Wallace coming out as trans last year after allegedly being raped and blackmailed after a hookup gone wrong. Wallace went on to have his driver's license ripped up by the UK courts after he crashed his car in a single-vehicle collision, the court hearing that the elected male MP fled the scene while wearing a dress and heels. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.